The challenge of really big gatherings in the coming days and weeks. I'm David Brancaccio. Investment portfolio managers are tidying up before year end, selling some holdings to raise cash for taxes, booking gains in case something else happens before the first quarter of 2022 begins. With market holidays on each of the coming two Fridays, that means there are, as we speak, less than six trading days left. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
When you look at the market, the S&P 500 is right now going to end up almost 24% up. NASDAQ up 19%. Dow Jones up 16%. Those are really big numbers for a year that had so much turmoil in it.
I don't know. Maybe the gremlins of the markets are going to hear us. I mean, you know, you can have sharp moves down in these last few days. I think you recalled to me that Christmas Eve 2018, things were looking a little crashy.
That's right. And certainly volatility remains in the market. Don't ever forget that. But I expect things to be relatively quiet going into this year end. Investors just want to get away.
Aviva's Susan Schmidt in Chicago. Let's do the numbers in early trading. Mixed. The Dow is down 23 points. The S&P 500 is up slightly, about 5 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 0.3%. New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio is promising a decision soon on whether New Year's Eve in Times Square will go ahead as planned, given the surge of COVID infections. More than 1 million people normally show up. Another large-scale event is already seeing the Omicron effect. Some big-name companies are now pulling out of the huge consumer electronics show in Las Vegas for next month. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now with details.
Amazon and Meta, which is Facebook's parent company, plus T-Mobile, are just some of the big companies that have announced they're scaling down or not participating in the Consumer Electronics Show, which is now known as CES. In a blog post, T-Mobile says it's going to significantly limit its in-person participation at CES. The company says it's prioritizing the safety of its team, and its CEO won't make a scheduled keynote address in person or even virtually. Meta isn't attending the conference either, although it's exploring how to participate virtually, and Amazon says it will no longer have an on-site presence at CES.
Meta, as in Facebook. Now, we cover this conference every year. I'm always surprised how huge it is.
Yeah, there are usually more than 100,000 people at CES. It's held at a big convention center in Las Vegas. It's still scheduled to run from January 5th through the 8th. If you do want to go, you'll have to be fully vaccinated, and CES recommends that people test for COVID before leaving for Vegas and within 24 hours of entering the conference site.
Yeah, if you can find a test. Now, for those who do keep their booths or decide to attend, what's the benefit besides a junket to Vegas during pandemic?
It's a big place for them to show off their latest electronic gadgets for consumers. It's a very big stage for new products and tech trends. In the past, it's showcased the VCR, the DVD, and the Xbox. It really is a hands-on event, though, so it's hard to do virtually, but you can register to just attend virtually.
All right, Nancy, thank you. The White House claims things are improving with all the backlogged goods. Today, President Biden is meeting with CEOs from a range of companies on that issue, including the bosses of FedEx and The Gap, who are members of the administration's task force on supply chain disruption.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't need me or an economist to tell you that inflation is going up. You can see it for yourself. Officially, the Consumer Price Index is up nearly 7% in a year. And this week, we'll get a reading on the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of price rises. It's derived from what's called personal consumption expenditures, PCE. Takes into account our penchant for swapping for something cheaper if the object of our desire looks expensive. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more on why we even follow this.
You can get at the differences between these measures by asking economists how they're spending their own money. Rhea Thomas is with Wilmington Trust in Pennsylvania, where temperatures are in the 30s and 40s lately.
We do have the gas heating here, so those prices have gone up quite a bit.
The Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, or PCE, takes into account that Thomas is changing her habits accordingly.
I have tried to adjust the thermostat a little bit.
But the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, assumes that Thomas is cranking the heat as much as she did a year ago, and that other consumers are buying like they used to.
Whereas PCE is actually fully reflecting the shifts that they're making to adjust for those higher prices.
In other words, it really is a more personal index. When consumers buy, say, more chicken, the PCE gives chicken more weight, and that affects its inflation snapshot. Dean Baker, a senior economist with the Center for Economic and Policy Research, is thinking about buying a car. When he upgrades from his 2005 Nissan Sentra, the CPI would reflect the new car's sticker price, but
the fact that I'm selling my old used car doesn't matter at all.
The PCE, on the other hand, weighs the fact that he will get some cash from selling the Sentra.
How much did you get for your older used car? And what's going to appear in the PCE is just the difference between the two.
But what about people whose spending hasn't changed?
So I'm a pretty pathetic consumer.
Mark Cooperberg is an economics professor at Swarthmore College. He says he buys the same stuff all the time.
Either index would work fine for me.
Cooperberg says both indexes have value, but the fact that we're even talking about two different measures of inflation is telling.
The bottom line on this is you're getting very nerdy, Prince. This is way in the weeds.
And he says it's symptomatic of the anxiety about inflation right now. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
And federal traffic safety officials have opened a formal investigation into Tesla dashboard flat screens that allow people to play video games while the car is in motion. For passengers only, right? Right? David Brancaccio, Show, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.